Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is cooking with Paul Hill. And we are going to cook the body of executed anti-choice terrorist Paul Hill and eat it. And maybe we can get the global exposure guys to stay and join us. I know they're hungry. And the Reverend has made his very special fetus sauce just for the occasion, and we're going to begin with a cannibal song from Paul Kantner and Grace Slick's Sun Fighter album from 1971, and it's one of the finer cannibal songs that has ever come out. This is entitled Silver Spoon.
With your hand. racism, and the attitude towards the Indians was that of Christian superiority. The Indians were read a proclamation in Spanish which they had no hope of understanding. They had no hope of understanding the death sentence they were being read, and it went something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain as lords of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them, and we shall take away your goods, and shall do you all the harm and damage we can. 2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination. Nation. The Holocaust never in the end. Nation.
You're right.
Okay, our live guest tonight, Holy Bloody Mary, had to cancel. She is in love land, and we wish her well and lots of love and pleasure to end her weekend with her honey. And so that means that the Reverend has to get this fire started on his own. This is a kind of a little grill apparatus that we're going to use to cook Paul Hill's body. And this next song is to help us get that fire started. This is Arthur Brown, Fire.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Thank you. If you're trying to give me your money, you better save it, babe. Save it for your rainy day. I am the only one who burns this fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Ow! Let me stand. Oh, let me stand, baby. I can do you no harm. Ow! Yeah! You better move over there.
Flowers in your hair when you've been so long singing a good song. You keep the 60s rolling on. He bought a band with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard. 3 times court was Billy Blair, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally obscene to speak of a parenthood that's planned. If the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Blair's first case made birth control legal for singles in the USA. What keeps going, Billy Blair? What keeps flowers in your hair? Where you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. There was a bomb in 79. No doubt Bill was meant to die. Billy escaped, but the morning break found. They burned his clinic to the ground. They see the devil in his face and shoot the windows from his place. They're for creation, not information, and they've killed 9 providers now to date. And the court cited twice again for Billy Baird. Cited Baird v. Isaac Stein and Roe v. Wade. Then Baird faced jail again, this time for rights of gays. For years he was denied the vote for felonies such as these. Some leaders thought he'd cut a deal, too radical to be for real. Maybe his peers would play, maybe he's CIA, maybe he wouldn't last for long. 30 years and 9 has been and gone. Still he's doing fine and going strong. Still he's without a dime, fighting the good fight, keeping the 60s in his song. What keeps you going till you're there?
you heard All or Nothing HC doing Search for the Strength, and they're on in the background. The Reverend heard from Renee Bryant this week, and the tour is going very well. It is highly recommended that you see them wherever they play. You can get the tour schedule for All or Nothing HC at ontherag.net. And before them, you heard Sandy Rapp doing Ballad of Billy Baird. Jimi Hendrix did Fire. Arthur Brown did his song called Fire. Corporate Avenger did Christians Murdered Indians. And started off with Paul Kantner and Grace Slick doing Silver Spoon. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time USA at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the mornings and evenings, as well as Sunday morning back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. And supposedly the glitches that screwed up the repeat broadcasts a couple of times last week have been corrected. And also relay broadcasted at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, as in Dan Quayle, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Next week on The Reverend Is In, live guest Diane Fornbecker from the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State, as well as her female comedian friend. And there is much to cover and much news, some Reverend news, some mailbag stuff, and getting this body of Paul Hill cooked just right. I think we're probably going to test the tolerance of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center by cooking the late executed anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill and eating him, and we're saving pieces for people who requested it. And the Reverend has made his world-famous feta sauce for this occasion, so the fire is going well, thank you, and we will get cooking as soon as possible. Since doing shows like the Peace and Healing for the Heartbroken and some personalized shows, there's been an increase in personal email, and I guess a message I would have given to live guest Holy Bloody Mary and some mailbag folks is that there is a strong tendency, I guess, in these underground scenes and movements and what have you, for people to really beat themselves up. And the Reverend wants to discourage this, and I guess it's part of my role as clergy to pass that on to you. This is, of course, an entertainment radio show and not really a clinical setting. However, I will pass on my thoughts to you, those of you who beat yourselves up in a negative way. There is out there beyond you and your personal world a world at large that is being ravaged by people far more screwed up than you. So if you did screw up big, apologize, make peace, make it right, or whatever is possible, or move on, or make life changes. If it's movement, organizational, infighting, it's okay to leave and find other creative outlets to contribute to a better world. If it's self-destructive, it's not worth being involved in. So the Reverend recommends that you stay on your personal journey, grow, improve, heal, get past stuff, and also work on changing the world at large simultaneously through the mechanisms of your choice. I am the same as you. When I screw up, I feel horrible. I do the same shit. And it doesn't feel good, and it's not recommendable behavior. Most of the stuff of the last going on 3 years have been shared on the show. Tragedies, losses, the death of a baby in the family. There was a recent death in the family. And these things just kind of get incorporated into the show, as well as all of the highs and great times. None of this stuff, by the way, gets made up, because I don't want to be like that Stern idiot or anybody else and just kind of use it for cheesy radio material. We like to do it for material on the radio that has substance. Shared a lot on the show, broke a lot of new ground on the show, and let me tell you, the therapeutic value of broadcasting is priceless. Anyway, hopefully you'll stop beating yourself up. You'll progress from whatever starting point you're at and stop allowing yourself to feel paralyzed by whatever you're going through, even though that's what most people do, and find a release through a harmless outlet, like eating the body of a holy terrorist, such as the one that we're cooking tonight. And if you want, we'll save you some. And I guess I'll respond to an inevitable email in advance. Somebody's bound to write something to the effect of, isn't this bad humor, this Cooking with Paul Hill show? Aren't you antagonizing the American Christian Taliban and their terrorist groups? And I say, hell no, the passivity was the problem when the anti-choice terrorism was escalating, and that all independent and real defenders know this. And this show is here to entertain the real anti-terrorism troops, the clinic defenders who are facing death right now in light of the renewed threats from the Paul Hill supporting crowd, which have intensified since the September 3rd execution of anti-choice murderer and terrorist Paul Hill, and ignored by all levels of law enforcement and government. And there are some exceptions to that, and locally it's been improving, but most part on this continent, these threats are being ignored, and ignored certainly by the Ashcroft crowd. So if this is the last show for any of these troops who are on the front lines, it's going to be a good one. The show is dedicated as a tribute to all who have fallen in the name of reproductive freedom. Every doctor, every staff person, patient or companion, and security escort who has fallen to anti-choice terrorists, a movement that was allowed to flourish for the most part by the people who govern and enforce the law. And I didn't mean to sound like I was insensitive to the tragedy side of September 11th. The purpose of the last show was not to deny that it was a tragedy, and it most certainly was. Al-Qaeda are certainly among the biggest assholes on the planet, as well as their counterparts here in the Army of God and Missionaries to the Preborn. It was a tragedy. The show was in response to the hype and the bullshit speeches and exploiting the tragedy to a point to support, rather, the regime of an idiot, the George W. Numbnuts Bush regime, and to manipulate it into supporting his agenda and to supporting his wars and occupations. So so just to clarify that. But this, too, is a tragedy. Everybody of the last 20-plus years who have fallen on the clinic front lines did not receive the fanfare, did not receive the protection after each of these bombings or shootings or butyric acid attacks or the anthrax threats of the last over 10 years by Christian terrorists here. And we're going to get into the history of anti-choice violence a little later, but I'm already getting a little talked out. So, all of that is to come, and tonight's show is a tribute to the fallen in the field of reproductive freedom. People unacknowledged by the corporate media and by this culture at large. Well, tonight we acknowledge you, and we're going to give you a cooked, probably well done, anti-choice terrorist, and give you some laughs and some festive moments to take with you as you get ready to return to the front lines once again. In Radio Volta news, it's sad to report this, but a woman who had a show on Radio Volta until about a year ago, named Claire Clay, who was 25, passed away this past week. Claire, 1978 to 2003, and a lot of people at Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media Center knew her, and our support, wishes for peace and healing to everyone who knew her, as well as her loved ones outside of these circles. Claire was also an activist and a teacher, and it is very sad to report her passing. Okay, I'll give you a couple of web links to peruse. I don't know when it was updated last, but some of the researchers involved in the religious right-wing extremists and anti-choice terrorists include the Biblical America Resistance Front, or BARF, and they're at BARF, BARF.org. And of course, to hear Bill Baird, or rather to contact Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League, Bill Baird, the subject of the Sandy Rapp song played earlier, you can go to prochoiceleague.com. And the Reverend never asks for money for himself, but this is a cause that is worthwhile, and I know how much they need the money. So if you have any bucks, please send it to the Pro-Choice League at prochoiceleague.com. And another site is from Canada, also the site of some anti-choice terrorism. And there's a detailed report, although I'm not sure about the accuracy of some of the doctor shootings and the dates, but it'll still give you a good picture of the extensive terrorism of the last 20-plus years in North America. The Pro-Choice Action Network in Vancouver has some charts and a lot of dates when things happened, and they're online. It's in the new issue of their newsletter, so you have to click on that at prochoiceactionnetwork-canada.org. And if you miss any of this and you're interested in these kinds of subjects, then you'll get that when you write to me and ask for the playlist and with the show summary and all the web links and summary of everything that was discussed on this show. I'm going to get back to the music. I brought a ton. Probably won't be able to get to all of it, but we'll try. I'm going to play a song by the Subhumans. And there were two bands in the early days of punk who used that name. The best known is probably the Subhumans from England. And we've played them before. But this is the band from Vancouver who were friends with DOA and were a part of the original wave of Vancouver punk. And this is from their first album, The Subhumans, Incorrect Thoughts. And this song goes out to those who fight and resist the American Christian Taliban. This song is entitled Firing Squad. Play.
Starts wheeling and a squawking, floating around on a belladonna. clown singing euphoria, euphoria.
Starting the cooking here, and there is a kind of an odor that is not too great, so we're opening some windows. The cooking of Paul Hill has begun, and we're going to play a song that is normally the theme song on the show for George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead Executioner, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, war criminal, 9/11 cover-upper, civilian massacrist, Bush. However, tonight this song is going to go out to the Paul Hill supporters and the people who have issued rhetoric that is comparable to Al-Qaeda themselves and Bin Laden. A rhetoric like, we will avenge Paul Hill, we will punish this nation, we will declare holy war, and similar familiar speech. From the National Lampoon album of the early 70s, Radio Dinner, this is actually a hilarious record and has all of their lampoonery of the Beatles' Paul is Dead kind of clues and material. And this goes out to the Paul Hill supporters. This is Deteriorata. Play.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be
amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool.
clue number one.
Dirtbot.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap world of Phono Funny.
Hey, it's kind of wild, isn't it?
We'll be right back. care. Cause I'd always do the best that I know I can do for you, and I wanna say thank you.
You heard Sham 69 doing What Have I Got. Before that, the FUs did Green Beret. The Proletariat did Religion is the Opium of the Masses. National Lampoon did Deteriorata. Iggy Pop did Night Clubbing. Holy Modal Rounders did Euphoria. And started off with the Subhumans doing Firing Squad. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is Cooking with Paul Hill, and so far it's going okay. I'm adding some side dishes and threw in some spices, some rosemary, and it's going okay. I have my very quiet and laughing associate from Philadelphia Independent Media Center here, who will not speak, but is going to help me rotate this big thing, and we'll report on progress as it happens. Okay, so where were we anyway? The show, as I said, is dedicated to those who have fallen due to the hands of anti-abortion terrorists, white Christian terrorists, who are just as dangerous and just as much of a threat as the terrorists who do get acknowledged. However, this is one ROM that is not acknowledged and little to no concern is expressed. So that void will be covered on this show. Anti-abortion violence started in the late 70s with a small number of clinic bombings. And in the early 80s, in the Reagan, Ed Meese, Jerry Falwell years, the comfort level obviously increased dramatically, and clinic bombings sharply rose. They were completely disregarded by Reagan, Meese, and associates. They refused to even call it terrorism, despite their bullshit image of being tough on terrorism. But what they failed to say was they are selectively tough and on other people's terrorism. In 1982, a doctor who performs abortions and his wife were abducted at gunpoint and held for a period of time by the Army of God. Clinic bombings and shootings escalated in the late 80s, as well as the use of a toxic chemical called butyric acid and fake anthrax mailings and anthrax threats. In 1993, Dr. David Gunn was shot to death in Pensacola, Florida, and 1 year later, Paul Hill shot to death Dr. Britton, his security escort, Colonel John Barrett, and wounded a fellow escort and Colonel Barrett's wife, June Barrett, in July 1994. In the later 90s, Eric Rudolph, who was captured earlier this year, bombed the 1996 Olympics, an abortion clinic in Atlanta, and that was a double bombing. Bombing went off early in the morning, and then a second bomb was set off 45 minutes later. an obvious and deliberate attempt to wound the first to respond to the scene, and pretty effectively, because it wounded 6 or 7, I forget which, police officers and firefighters. That Atlanta Clinic bombing was followed by the bombing of a lesbian bar, also a double bombing, and then the 1998 bombing in Birmingham, which killed off-duty police officer Robert Sanderson and wounded nurse Emily Lyons. James Kopp, also captured in the last year or so, is believed to have shot 5 doctors, the last of which, Dr. Barnett Slepian, fatally in his home in front of his wife and children, and he was recently convicted of that shooting. Additional shooting occurred in Brookline, Massachusetts in late 1994, perpetrated by John Salvi, 2 clinics in Brookline, Massachusetts, in which he opened fire, killing 1 person in each and wounding several at each location. And again, you can get this in more detail at prochoiceactionnetwork-canada.org. And the rhetoric from a lot of anti-choice people, it varies. It goes from the people who overtly support what they call justifiable homicide and holy war and other Al-Qaeda types of speech. Then there are those who pretend to be opposed to violence of their contemporaries, but actually are in support of it. Such people include Neil Horsley, who has been mourning like crazy the execution of Paul Hill, and Life Dynamics founder Mark Crutcher. So there's the fake anti-violence, anti-choice people. And then there are the sincere anti-violence, anti-choice people. But the rhetoric can fool you, because virtually all of them will say that they're against violence, unless they're the Army of God types, like Reverend Michael Bray and Reverend Donald Spitz, both past recipients of Asshole of the Week on this show. So the rhetoric can fool people. They throw around words like Christian love, but if you've ever been threatened, shot at, beaten, abused from birth, or otherwise impacted by them, you know what their Christian love means. It means a punch. It means a knife. It means being shot in the back. It means being trampled in the name of Christian love. They are identical to the people halfway around the world that perform these honor killings against women in other countries because she dishonored her family and Allah and Islam, and she slept with somebody or she did something or other to deserve this honor killing. It's the same mentality, and it's the same type of danger. So the rhetoric is not to mislead anybody. There's an action coming up if anyone is in the Brooklyn area or wants to go to it. There's frequent harassment on a large scale at the clinics in Brooklyn, led by Bishop Daly, who probably chases and molests altar boys when he's not harassing women at clinics. And there's an action against Bishop Daly and his so-called prayer vigil in Brooklyn on October 18th at 8:15 a.m., at 43rd Street and 3rd Avenue, and that's going to feature special guests, the oh-so-hilarious Church Ladies for Choice. Okay, a few plugs. We'll rotate. How's he doing over there, by the way? It seems a little burnt. You should move that thing. we'll get back to the cooking. I'll give a few plugs, and then we'll play some more music for our British book burner friends who've been writing with increased frequency. There's a page about Tony Blair and his lies at blairfacedlies.com. And this is an article you'll have to get by email if you want it. Come out fighting, boxing George Bush into a corner in 2004. That was from the Village Voice in New York. And from that money magazine called Forbes, mega churches and mega businesses. And that was from September 17th. If you can't find it and you want it, I'll send you the link. Write to me, quail@sjcdc.org. From the Bay Area, a new release from political hip-hop master Paris. And his new release takes on September 11th and Bush the Lesser. And this is from Deicide, from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, who did an awesome gig last weekend, by the way. Nathan Saransky of Israel, one of the guys responsible for all the demolitions of Palestinian homes, was at Rutgers recently and got pied. And there is details about this at New Jersey's independent media site, newjerseyindymedia.org, indymedia.org. Let's see. One last thing before we go on. Speaking of George W. Numbnuts Bush, there's a great article at michaelmoore.com. And for anybody you ever argue politics with or debate or even see these people, the sickest people on the planet, in the Bush regime and the Bush family in particular, this article is a great contributor to their deprogramming. It's at michaelmoore.com. Michael Moore, the author of Stupid White Men and the filmmaker behind Bowling for Columbine, Canadian Bacon, Roger and Me, and many other great films. michaelmoore.com, an article entitled Three Easy Pieces for Any Decent American. All right, that's enough talking for now. All right, I want you to join me over there, oh quiet one. We're going to leave the body where it is, let that cook for a while. You don't have to rotate it. We're going to do a kind of a dance around it, and I have the perfect song for this. We're going to give a laugh to the clinic defenders, and hello, all clinic defenders, Northeast Philadelphia, South Jersey, Baycourt in the Bay Area, and the maggot punks in the Midwest. And check them out at maggotpunks.com. Brave young front lines people. You can dance around your computer while we dance around Paul Hill's body. And we're going to play a dance song for this occasion. This is Generation X, Dancing with Myself.
Off the floors of Tokyo Ho, or down in London town to go-go, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else to side in the crowded lonely night, well, I wait so long for my
chance. I'd ask a woman to dance and not be dancing with myself.
In case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here, the mother, the father, and the baby, right here in Pensacola. And I think there's two things wrong with what happened to this doctor. Now look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Why don't we abort the mother once in a while? Now look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Gun control is being able to hold it steady and hit the intended target. That's gun control. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. If you don't understand my position on abortion, see me later. I'll try to clarify it for you. I said, well, there should have been a trial first. Nobody should be shot without a fair trial. And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. Let's put a whole bunch in there for a president, and let's make it, you know, a good lottery. We've had several abortion clinics blown up, and several doctors shot and killed that were performing abortions. Okay? And I don't think Jesus would do it that way either. I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. One marble in the jar will say baby. One will say mother, and one will say father.
I bet you speak with an accent like you.
Let's put one more in there for doctor, and another one in there for governor. And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. So in case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here, the mother, the father, and the baby. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? Why don't we abort the mother once in a while?
A teetotaler, hasn't had a drink in 14 years, served two successful terms as governor of our second largest state, reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
Cooperation between religious groups and the government.
Anti-abortion groups let Karl Rove know that they ardently oppose giving money to the Population Fund and demanded that President Bush reverse his decision to allocate $34 million.
Reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
And asked later if that may cross the line in terms of the separation of church and state, Bush said his legal advisors told him it would pass constitutional muster.
Might lose my tax-exempt status. But
why shouldn't pastors simply preach the Word of God, trying to save sinners and bring them to everlasting glory with Christ, rather than get into politics? I mean, did Christ say we should build the MX missile or not?
Cooperation between religious groups and the government.
For me, it does mean that partial birth abortion bothers me. Same-sex marriage bothers me. I think those are biblical issues. And I voted for George Bush because I believe he is closest to where I am.
Dr. Pat Robertson is buying an oil refinery.
Well, it was very cheap.
That's a story.
$1.8 million, I believe.
All money gained by their fraud.
Might lose my tax-exempt status.
But ACLU's got to take a lot of blame for this. And I know I'll hear from them for this, but throwing God off successfully with the help of the federal court system. Throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools.
I mean, I think we're equal opportunity vicious curs, no matter where it comes
from. Anyway, I'm an evangelical. We Baptists call this story a great testimony. A DUI 24 years ago, and then the next year he met and married a sweet Christian girl. And then Billy Graham, he tells, led him to Christ. He becomes a teetotaler, hasn't had a drink in 14 years. Served two successful terms as governor of our second largest state, reads his Bible, prays with his family, and it's all politics.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
I hate this
orgy, puddin' and pie, 2 for 2 and a 9 for 9. My oh my, what a tough guy, get work done with a cheek and a lie. Well, here's my State of the Union address. Our country's a fucking mess. Yes, or could you not guess that war, no jobs have us all depressed? But here's a little secret that I'm seeing in the news. Your ratings and the polls are going down the tubes. Pissed off Americans are taking to the streets, clapping the hands, stomping the feet. My president's an idiot, looking for oil and tennis tape with aluminum foil. Georgie, 4G is most absurd. He'd rather have a war than use his words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Another time out, you've been yelling, calling people evil. Guess what I'm telling?
Telling on your ass, boy.
Paying off the teacher, paying off the school, paying off the principal and making new rules, fool. And you think you're cool, using UN as a US tool. But here comes Schwarzkopf, here comes Penn, here comes Chomsky doing it again. Here comes more of the stupid white men. Here comes my dad, an ex-Republican. Here comes housewives and businessmen. Here comes activists trapped in the pens. From North Korea to the dirt poor curs. You'd rather fight than use your words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie, won't you words?
Regime change will start at home. I got a bone to pick with your fascist tone. No stone will be left unturned to get out of the office, which you did not earn. Take Dick Cheney, Coleman Powell, take Rumsfeld, throw him a towel. Take Tom Ridge, take Miss Rice, take Carl Rove with his heart of ice. Toss him in the middle of a big ass lake, cause you and your crew are on the take. Taking our security, taking our cash, taking all our freedom and leaving it for trash. Your vision is very clear. Saddam is evil, but look in the mirror, that's right. You know what I heard, you'd rather fight than use your words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Georgie, listen to my words real clearly. I dislike you and your crew most dearly. You're taking us to war, we know what for. Stick up for your daddy, try to settle an old score more. You're pissing off a planet. People hate Americans because of you, damn it. I can't stand it. You lit a terrorist fire, now you're starting to fan it. Try to hide your fear, try to hide your past. Try to hide the weapons that were sold to Iraq. Try to hide the hate, try to hide your greed. Try to hide the oil, which you think we need. Try to hide the money, try to punch the blacks. Try to hide the facts from the terrorist attack. I just slide in the polls with numbers from nerds. But you can't hide from me because I'm using my words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
George, please use your words.
Okay, done with the parodies. Let's play a song for another type of harasser at the clinics. In addition to the fundamentalists and evangelical factions who scream for the deaths of the doctors, staff people, and clinic defenders, there is another kind who in large numbers stand in front of these places holding pleasure beads, which are probably fun to smell, but I don't want to research that, and hold their little phallic crosses, some of which actually vibrate, and worship a guy they call Pope. And we're going to play them a song. This is by The Damned from the Machine Gun Etiquette release. This is called Anti-Pope.
Tonight, spreading news around the town. Now the biggest outside the night. Let's
okay, well, this body is pretty much getting burnt. Let's see. I am with Alicia. Did you taste it yet?
No, not yet. I'm still waiting for my friend Hannibal to come in and, you know, enjoy it really good. Because people like those deserve to be eaten like that.
Well, I didn't tell you this, but did you know that you were eating Reverend Bookburn's world-famous feta sauce?
Ooh.
Okay, if you tuned in late, we're cooking the body of anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill. And Alicia is going to join me. Are you going to join me on dancing around the body while we cook the rest of it?
Yes, that would be great. That kind of cold is really good since the system don't do anything against these people that are trying to end something that is really needed, especially in Philadelphia.
Yeah. The only thing is, I was just thinking this while we started cooking it, I don't think we should eat the lungs or the kidneys or the liver, because that stuff they injected them with might still be in those places.
Yeah, well, I thought we could donate it to somebody, but nobody should have the karma from a piece of body from this guy.
Okay. Will you join me in dancing around the body while it cooks to completion?
Yes.
All right. Let's dance to Sly and the Family Stone. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Alicia is going to join the Reverend on this ritualistic dance. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, I'm the blues. like to do is sing a song together and see what usually happens. If you get a group of people that might sing, and for some reason that are not unknown anymore, they won't do it. Most of it means approval. Most of it means to get approval from our neighbors before we can actually let it all hang down. And what is happening here is we're going to try to do a sing-along. Now, a lot of people don't like to do it because they feel that it might be old-fashioned. But you must dig that it is not a fashion in the first place. It is a feeling. And if it was good in the past, it's still good. We would like to sing a song called Higher, and if we can get everybody to draw in, we would appreciate it. Everybody, please can on. One thing to higher, higher! What I'd like you to do is to say higher and throw the peace sign up, it'll do you no harm. Still again, some people feel that they shouldn't. Because there are situations where you need approval to get in on something that could do you some good. Thank you.
Okay, that was Sly and the Family Stone doing Dance to the Music and Music Lover, and that was live at Woodstock. The Damned did Anti-Pope. Supa Clean did State of the Union. Two parodies from the great Mick O'Brien, Abortion Doctor Lottery and W, Theocratic Revival. At the latter, you heard the voice of Jerry Falwell. And at the first one, you heard the voice of an even bigger theocratic nut named Kurt Hovind, I think is how you pronounce it. And started off with Generation X doing Dancing with Myself. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Cooking with Paul Hill, and we're already serving it. We're selective as to which part to eat. Somebody was very nice enough to bring mince in here for those who eat a bad-tasting part of the cooked Paul Hill, and we are entertaining the frontline clinic defenders, the Maggot Punks from MaggotPunks.com, the Bay Area Clinic Defenders, all East Coast Clinic Defenders, anyone we don't know, anyone who's out there who we have not mentioned. And it's not the best tasting stuff, but we will do it to entertain you. An article I forgot to plug. This is from alternet.org. The Real Cost of War. How many teachers could we have paid for with the billions spent on the Iraqi occupation? And the billions more they're about to spend. That's at alternet.org. And there's a site called Misleader. You can get to it from MoveOn, moveon.org. Misleader, tracking Bush's false statements. That's a lot of tracking. And from Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, last live guest, happily married porn couple Kelly and Hamilton Steele and their new live-in love called Summer Love. Dr. Susie's editorial, Extreme Ashcraft for Ayatollah Ashcraft, who is ignoring anti-choice terrorism, but has time to prosecute Extreme Associates Video Company. Her editorial at What's New, Extreme Ashcraft, and the Reverend's response on the Patriots Letters page, linked on the right margin, and Dr. Susie's new TV and DVD release, Sex Heals. What else? I know there's more shit I forgot. This is from somebody else's independent media. An article, there's no link, so you'll have to write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and ask me to email it to you. How to not get sued by the RIAA for file sharing. And that's pretty informative. Paul Krasner's books and CDs at Paul Krasner, Paul K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com, and his Zen Bastard column at New York Press, nypress.com, the Cheryl Miller Memorial Project at cherylddcmemorial.org, bushrecall.org, a very worthwhile website as well, anti-war trading cards, Jello Biafra's spoken word releases, great musical releases, punk and weird and other stuff, as well as benefit releases and compilation releases and other spoken word releases at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys. What is this? A correction. I meant to say Kent Hovind, the theocratic nut who is advocating the killing of doctors. And to keep others informed or yourself informed on emergency contraception, otherwise known as ECP, you can go to backupyourbirthcontrol.com and pass that information to all who need it, since family planning information is on the decline under the Taliban-modeled Bush regime. And I think that is every plug. No, it's not. This is an article more in keeping with the last theme, but somebody sent it to me after the show. But thank you anyway. The so-called intelligence failure of September 11th by John McCurdy, and that's at globalresearch.ca. All right, definitely sick of plugging. Let's see. We will do the thank yous, and then we're going to say goodnight to Mr. Hill. Okay. First, I got to find the next record. My little assistant has left the room, so I'll do this one on my own. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance or otherwise information, inspiration, material assistance to the following for tonight's broadcast. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Allison, Plantard and the UK bookburners, the European, Australian, and Brazilian bookburners, Kim and her sister from Philly, Hippie, John, and Heidi Helper, Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, Lauren, Ed Gold, Holy Bloody Mary, Deicide, Renee Bryant, Barf from Barf.org, Maggot Punks from MaggotPunks.com. Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, the Bay Area Clinic Defenders from Baycor, Pro-Choice League from ProChoiceLeague.com, and all clinic defenders everywhere who are on the front lines and risking death and ignored by law enforcement in most places. Another message. Got it. Working Man, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Jennifer Hunter, Dark Lady and her new honey, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Mick O'Brien, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter from Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, as well as surviving the loss of Claire Clay, 1978-2003, who passed away this past week. DJ Jim Bear from The Nexus, DJ Cindy from Kinetic Energies, the two Washington independent radio stations that broadcast the show, Olympia and Seattle, and Dallas Blanchard. And let's see, check out Hopeless Dregs of Humanity at everreviledrecords.com. And I think that's all the plugs. Oh, and to support TL and Susie Wall, the married couple charged with prostitution, for their workshops on sexual techniques, a case that still blows my mind. Or to check out their video line, including their erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars. You can go to videoalt.com. All right. Definitely enough talking. I think it's time to say goodnight to our buddy, Paul Hill. So, before we play some of the overtime records, which looks like we will have time to do, let's say goodnight to Paul Hill and his brethren and sistren in the American Christian Taliban. Good night. Play.
Say good night. Hey, this is Jesse Michaels from Common Rider. Depression is the leading cause of suicide, and it's treatable. You don't have to suffer alone. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-SUICIDE for help. The National Hopeline Network is free and reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you very much, and take care.
Okay, we'll go a little overtime on the RadioVolta.org outlet and the independent Washington stations. We're going to say goodbye to the AN listeners. You heard Poison the Well doing Botchla, and Jesse Michaels did a public service announcement, both from Plea for Peace Volume 2, the Take Action compilation benefit CD. And they were just in town, the Take Action Tour, which does a lot of great stuff. They do, they're from subcity.net, and they do the Plea for Peace tours, and they do a lot of work and fundraising for the National Hope Line Network that assists people through suicidal times. And that phone number is 1-800-SUICIDE. And before those two tracks, you heard the Beatles doing Good Night. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight, we've been cooking Paul Hill. And next week on The Reverend Is In, live guest Diane Fornbacher from the Drug Policy Forum, Tri-State, and her female comedian friend. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And you know I love getting these emails. And it's, again, we'll go a little over time and then call it a night. This is also from Plea for Peace, Take Action, Volume 2. This is God Forbid doing Mind Eraser.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.